Shalom Aleichem, my brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another spiritual and impactful episode of Spiritual Vitamins. As always, I am your brilliant teacher, the chosen one. I've been away for a while, doing a lot of outreaching, helping the youths, and going around trying to fill my time with helping others. Let me just say this. Though I have been out and about, I've been really focusing a lot of my attention on trying to really reason with people, if you will. Today, beloved, I have one question for you. Who do we lay the blame on when things aren't going right? Who do we say is at fault when we can't get things going the way that we want it to? Beloved, we can only blame ourselves. We can only blame ourselves. The mature thing to do is to look at all of your problems in your life and say, okay, how can I do better? Take your problems in your hand and begin to solve each and every one of them meticulously. We live in a world today where apartment complexes will throw a person out onto the streets for not paying their rent, even though it's a pandemic outside. We live in a world today where big corporations are making money off of the little man. We live in a world today where no longer does common sense apply to anything. No. Common sense no longer applies. See, here we go. They're getting me started. Okay. Getting me started already. Let me tell you something. We live in a world today where women can try to complain about situations involving their body. Yes, it's their choice. But then at the same time, death is death, whether you look at it whatever way you want to. Let me ask you a question, beloved. If I go outside right now and take a gun and I shoot an innocent child who is maybe not even 2 months old, I shoot it right in the head. You would call me a child killer. But a woman can go in her body during the time when the baby is forming, rip that child out just because she say, oh, she wasn't prepared to be a parent. But you had enough common sense to know what happens when you decide to have unprotected sex. No longer do we blame ourselves. We blame everybody else. We blame the rest of the goddamn world for problems that are not their fault. Homosexuality and lesbianism and everything else of that caliber has become mandated as the regular primary thing that happens in today's world. It has become commonplace where normality of a heterosexual relationship no longer is the norm. Heterosexuality is taking a backseat to homosexuality. Now people who are homosexual and gay or lesbian or any of that and transgender now are topping of the food chain and putting the lesser person that used to be normal for two people to be a man and a woman in a heterosexual relationship. Now it's looking like that isn't normal. The world is changing. But see. The thing is, do you change with the world or do you stick to your values? That's the question. Beloved, today I want to try to talk to you. Shalom Aleichem to each and every one of you. The prophet, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, teaches us and teaches each and every one of you that we cannot become complacent. We cannot become complacent with the way things are changing in today's world. That we should never drop our values of who we are and what we stand for just to try to blend into society. See, some of you today used to be against homosexuality. Some of you used to be against the norms of today's society. Now you're changing and you're saying, hey, you know what? I think I'm with that. No, beloved. You can't do that. See, beloved, you have to stick to your values. Stick to your values. You cannot decide to change up who you are and what you do all because you want to fit in with everybody else. Be you. Be happy to be you. A lot of days, I find myself trying to go from day to day. Sometimes I don't even want to get out of the bed. Sometimes I don't even want to go to work. Sometimes I don't even want to take care of my kids. But I push myself to do it. Not because it's the normal thing to do, but I push myself to do it because I value the job that I do. I value my relationship with my children. I value the job that I have. I value how I outreach with others. I value how I teach others. I value who I am. And because of that, I push myself to continue to be the person that Allah has called me to be. Come on now. We can't allow ourselves to become complacent. We have to continue the fight. Now, let me tell you this, beloved. I in no way, shape, or form am saying that any of these things are wrong. I'm just saying that we cannot decide to make these things that were not normal back then normal today and say that's the norm. It's a sad shame, man. I can't turn on a children's cartoon without there being a character in it that's homosexual. Now it's like it's becoming so bad. I was watching a show called Van Helsing, and it used to come on Sci-Fi, right? The show got canceled, but it used to come on Sci-Fi. I mean, there was so much homosexuality in the damn show that, I mean, I could not even fathom, begin to understand. Golly, there was like hardly any heterosexual characters. The only two heterosexual characters in it, the girl dies, but all the lesbians live. It was all scene at the scene of girl on girl. And I swear to you, I wanted to vomit. I wanted to vomit because I said, God dang, do they shove it down your throat? You know, back in the day, it used to be a thing where being a homosexual was a thing where it was like, oh, you know, it's something special. See, when you take something that was special and make it normal, it no longer is special anymore. Now, if somebody come up to you and they're gay, it's like, okay, eh? They used to get special privileges. They used to get treated nice. Now, they just walk up to a person and it's like, oh, you gay? Okay, whatever. That's normal. But then how do you think that makes them feel? How do you think that makes them feel? Do they feel special? Do they feel like, oh, you know, they mean something? No. No, beloved. No, they don't. No, I'm going to tell you something straight up now. No, they do not, beloved. I'm going to tell you something now. They don't feel special. They don't feel privileged. They don't feel anything. They feel like, well, dang. Have I become an afterthought? Yeah, now see. No one looks at it like this. No one looks at it like this. This is the reason why I'm your teacher. This is the reason why I'm the chosen one. It's the reason why I'm trying to instruct you. See, understand. Listen. It does not make sense to me how people can truly forget the premise of things. When we take something special and make it normal, it's no longer special. Now it becomes complacent and normal. It becomes the thing that everyone does. I've been seeing more people switching to being homosexual than were heterosexual, that now it's like it's turned into a fad. It's trending on Twitter. It's trending on Facebook. It's trending on Instagram. People are switching from being heterosexual to homosexual all because, they think it's the hottest thing since sliced bread. And it's not like these people that were switching, that are switching now, were in the beginning. And the ones that struggled most of their life to be accepted now have to take a back seat to everybody else who's doing it just because. I have a friend. Me and her sometimes get into an argument because of this. So she used to have a boyfriend, and things didn't work out between her and the boyfriend. But I tried to instruct her and tell her, hey, look, you know, life gets better. You'll find that special someone. One day, I'm just chilling at my mom's house, and she comes over, and that's, you know, she tells me, yeah, she's gay. And I'm like, okay. So she sticks with this for about years, never really finding a person to be in a relationship with. Then one day, she comes over to my mom's house, and my mom was like, you know, she said, so you like girls? And she said, yeah. She said, so you like the idea of eating a vagina? And she said, ew, no. My mom said, well, what do you think being gay is? If a gay female comes up to you and says she likes you and then wants to have sex with you, you better be ready, because that's what you're saying you're interested in. She's going to look at you confused if you don't want to do that. So I asked her and I said, so then why are you saying you're gay? Are you just saying it because it's something for you to do? Or are you saying it because you really are interested in the females? Now, I put it to the test. I tried to hook her up with somebody. Nice, cute girl. She tries to get into a relationship with my friend. My friend didn't call her back, didn't talk to her, didn't do nothing. As a matter of fact, she ghosted her. I was so mad. I said, are you gay or are you not? She really couldn't answer me. See, my entire thing is, when she told me she was, her father was okay with it, her mother was okay with it. Heck, the fellow people of the church was okay with it. We had no issue with it. The only person that had issue with it was her. This is where we need to have an understanding that today's social norms are not the social norms of years ago. Years ago, you see a cop pull a black person over, it was a joke. People laugh about it. White person gets in the car, gets pulled over by a cop, the cop says good morning. Black person gets pulled over by a cop, cop gets up the car, he's being belligerent, officer down. And the black person didn't even do nothing. Used to be a joke. Used to laugh about it. Now, black person pulls over cop. Police brutality. What in the world has happened to our society where these things that were not issues in the past have become issues now? They were never issues before. Now all of a sudden they're issues. And people want to complain about them. People want to complain about how things are, but we have allowed these things to be considered normal. We've become complacent. And we're allowing these things that we say are issues that were never issues in the first place. We're saying that they were issues the whole entire time, when honestly, we could have been doing what we were doing now back then. So y'all think Trayvon Martin was the first person to get killed by a white person? All of a sudden now this whole situation with Emmett Till comes back up. And it was a situation years ago. Colin Kaepernick taking a knee to the national anthem. You think everybody stood up? Every national anthem that came on? Heck no. Come on, everybody. We gotta stop. Common sense is common sense. If you didn't care back then, why do you care now? Why? What has changed that brought your attention to it when there was attention being brought to it in the past? But yet no one said anything. No one cared. Why now all of a sudden is it such a big deal? Why? I dare anybody to give me an understanding as to why now we should focus all our time and our energy and our economy on fixing these problems when we had all the money in the world to fix them back then, but we didn't. You think any of this stuff wasn't happening before 9/11? You think it wasn't happening in the 80s, in the 70s, in the 60s, in the 50s, in the 40s? You think it wasn't happening back then? It was, beloved. It was happening back then. But we decided to take our attention off of it and say, it doesn't matter, but now it does because we're bored and we can't think of anything else to do. Racism didn't just start up now. Racism didn't just start up soon as Donald Trump became president. Racism has been around for decades. And people didn't pay attention to it then, so why should we pay attention to it now? Now every time a black person does anything, or a white person looks at a black person wrong, everybody want to scream racism. I want to call your attention to this. I was out a couple days ago and I was talking with someone in the community. And I happened to ask this person what they thought about the whole situation with Disneyland, Sesame Place, and like all the theme parks having the mascots that's going up there high-fiving all the white people, but they're not high-fiving the black kids. Of course, I got a lot of comments that they should do that. They should high-five the black kids too, and yada, yada. Okay. The families of these black kids are suing these places for racial discrimination. They're saying that their children were treated unfairly because they're black. They're screaming racism. I brought that person's attention to this. I showed them the video. And I said, now let me ask you a question. If the child would have stayed right there, because you saw the mascot telling everybody to try to get back, because the kids, black kids especially, you know, sometimes parents, let's be real, sometimes our kids do dumb stuff. We could tell them, get out of the street, but they're going to get in the street. We could say, don't go over there, but they're going to go over there. I watched the video of these two little black girls. They were in the pathway of the float, the motorized float. Now, had the mascot not told them to get back, them kids would have gotten hit by that motorized float, and then they would have been suing the goddamn theme park for their children getting hurt. But let me ask you a question. Now, as adults, should we think with common sense or should we think with our damn pockets? Because now this whole identity and ideology of racism is starting to become stupid. Now people are using it for profit. And I brought your attention to it years ago. In several of my teachings, I've brought attention to it. Now we're using racism for profit. A person that was strongly against my ideals, I convinced a good friend of mine, I convinced her that that is the truth. That is the truth 100%. And I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it because it's as sad as it is truly 100% sad that this is what we have come to in the world. People making money off of situations that are not a situation. Black folk have always used discrimination and racial discrimination as an advantage to try to get ahead in things instead of doing the hard goddamn work. The minute somebody Hispanic, the minute somebody Jewish, the minute somebody Muslim uses discrimination and says they were hated on because of that, because of the color of their skin, everybody looks at them like they're stupid. But the minute somebody black says it, it's, oh, let's support them. I'm not going to lie to you. During 9/11, do you think it was only the whites that were sitting there calling every goddamn Middle Eastern a damn terrorist? So it was only white folk calling calling all the Middle Easterns terrorists? Heck no. It was black folk too, making comments, talking about they don't want to be on the plane next to a person with a turban, getting all uneasy because they see somebody Middle Eastern. The blacks was hating on them just as much as the whites were. Everybody of every nationality hated anybody that was Middle Eastern during 9/11. They called all of them terrorists. But did we do anything about it then? Did we bring any attention to the fact that they were being treated with racism? Did we bring any attention to the simple fact that somebody Middle Eastern couldn't even be on a damn plane? That they got extra security measures than a regular person, than someone black who actually is carrying a gun? We have got to stop. We have become too naive to realize the things that we are destroying in this world. Happiness used to be all around us. I used to be able to love getting on a plane with my family and going to Disney, having fun. I used to love going to the theme parks. Now I don't go anywhere. Why? Because there's so much sensitivity in this world that I'm afraid if I step my foot on the ground, the world might come apart. Because it's as sensitive as tissue paper. If you don't understand that analogy, let me explain it. The world has become so sensitive. You ever took a piece of toilet paper and pushed your hand down on it and watch it tear? That toilet paper is real sensitive. You got to be careful with it. Well, that's exactly how sensitive the world is. You walk outside, you're going to be making someone mad. Why? Because they just mad at the world. It's not you, but they're going to take it out on you. Why? Because that's today's norm. That's today's norm. And people don't realize it. The norms have changed. The norms have changed. I want to leave you with this, beloved. Are we going to become complacent and continue with these new norms are we going to realize that they were never problems back then? Why make them problems now? What does making them problems now change about them being problems back then? What does it do? Because so far, I don't see it doing anything. I have not seen one Black Lives Matter protest in 2022 or 2023. I ain't seen one. I haven't seen any protest to defund the police. I ain't seen one. Baltimore getting close to 300 plus homicides again. Crime hasn't gone down. All of a sudden it died off. Because the norms of yesterday will change. I'm telling y'all now, most of y'all get happy. People of the LGBTQIA, elemental PQRSTUV community, get happy. You're today's norms, but today's norms will be tomorrow's yesterdays. And understand, it won't be, because the norms will change. Norms change every day. What we thought was normal before will no longer be normal again. Because norms change like fads. People get interested in things. Have any of you noticed the change in McDonald's? Have any of you noticed the change in Burger King? Have any of you noticed that all these fast food joints have changed? No Ronald McDonald no more. Where he at? He used to be a norm. Now he's not. Life changes. You either get with the program or you wait till your norm comes up and becomes today's norm. It might not be normal today, but it might be normal tomorrow. One thing for sure, two things for certain. Everything fades away. The prophet, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, teaches us. Everything fades away as the new day has its dawn. Everything fades away as the new day has its dawn. Have you noticed when the sun comes up, the night disappears? Put it to you like this. The night is the current norms. The sun comes up, now it's daylight, and those norms, that night disappears, and now the daylight is the new norm. That's exactly how things are in society. Just accept it for what it is. Assalamu alaikum. Rahabat Nitya Mushar. To each and every one of you. And you guys have a very, very blessed day.